and the Cavaliers scored that winning run on an error. And the score by Adam Klosterman, as I guarantee you, he never enjoyed a run of 180 feet more in his life. He floated from third base to home plate as that ball skipped by the outfielders. Everybody knew if he didn't trip over the baseline, Coldwater would be back on Saturday, and indeed they are. Their first title game appearance in 10 years, but their ninth overall. Brody Hoeing will step in the box against the Eagles' Blake Swanger, who has a spotless record on the season, is 7-0 with a 1.3 ERA. And at 12 minutes after one, our first pitch is bounced up the middle. The shortstop is there. That's Cam Murray. Throw is wild and into the dugout, actually off the facing. So Hoeing will have to stay put. So a break for CHCA in that the netting on the front of the dugout bounced it back into the field of play. I would assume that's going to be scored an error. Hoeing moves well, but not that well.
Well, there you see it right there, Todd. Also beat the aggressiveness of Coldwater swinging at the first pitch right there by Hoeing.
So Hoeing is on via the error, and Drew Otten will step in. Left-hand batter as opposed to Hoeing, who batted right-handed. Bunt attempt, he offered and missed, says home plate umpire Marvin Doyle. Strike one.
Well, you see Brian Hartleman trying to play a little small ball early and try to get this lead runner in scoring position.
Brody Hoeing, 26 stolen bases on the season, leads the Cavaliers in that category. They stole over 130 bases during the season, and Swanger knows that. He'll throw over to first base, and first baseman Ricky Silvestri picks it out of the dirt. Hoeing back in with a head first slide without much problem. Just underway in this Division III title game, Coldwater with a leadoff man on. Bunt by Otten, first base line, could be trouble. Pitcher Swanger fields and throws, got him by a step. Very good bunt by Otten, and he runs well. Swanger fielded his position very well there, but Hoeing's at second, and Bettinger will step in with one out.
Nice job, inside pitch, took it right down the line, good speed. Moved to advance the runner over in the scoring position, well done by Coldwater.
Here's the sophomore DH, Malave Bettinger, big left-hand batter. Keep this kid's name in mind. He's going to be pretty highly recruited, I got a feeling, over the next couple of years. Had an RBI in the semifinal game. He's got Hoeing at second and one out. Ball inside. Bettinger suffered an actual torn ACL early in the football season for the Cavaliers, but a remarkable quick recovery and has been there all season for Coach Harlemert and the Cavs baseball team. He takes another one down and in as Swanger is touching the mid to upper 80s here, 86 on that fastball. Bettinger climbs back in, ahead in the count 2-0. Blake Swanger out of the stretch, steps off now. Hoeing will go back to second. Around the infield for the Eagles, Ricky Silvestri first base, Daniel Vesto second, Cam Murray at short, John Edelman at third. Outfield left to right, Graham Lally, Chase Murray, Ryan Smith. Kyle Davis the catcher, Blake Swanger the pitcher, delivers and misses with an off-speed pitch. 3-0. How aggressive will Bettinger be here, you think, Coach?
Well, I vary right now. Obviously, it's a fastball count, 3-0. I think you got to let your best hitter swing the bat right here. Thing that's very interesting.
They're not going to let him, Coach. They're going to say, we'll walk him. And for those who are not familiar, in high school baseball in Ohio, you can just say we're intentionally walking. You don't have to throw the pitch. So. Yeah. Take out that analysis. Mitch Hine, the cleanup man, will step in now, the first baseman. Bettinger at first, Hoeing at second. Coldwater threatening right out of the chute with one out. Hine takes a strike. Mitch in the semifinal game on Thursday had a base hit in 4 trips. He had a big game in the regional semifinals with a couple RBI. There is the ball upstairs. 1-1. Coldwater in that regional semi defeated Fredericktown 7-3. First and second, one out. Coldwater trying to grab that early lead here in the top of the first. 2-1-1 to Hine. And that's a strike. Looked like a changeup there from Blake Swanger, and now he's ahead 1-2. Hine fairly close to the plate in that right-hand batter's box, pretty deep as well. Doesn't open up that stance very much at all. Senior first baseman, the 1-2 pitch to him, up and in. A little chin music for you from Blake Swanger.
Yeah, Swanger's not afraid to throw inside right there. That's very good. 86-mile-an-hour fastball in the inner half.
That'll get you thinking about diving out over that outside corner. 2-2 now, first and second, one out. The pitch, slow one hit right field, bending foul into the bullpen. Mitch Hine, a bid for extra bases as that ball hung in the air down the first baseline. The anticipation growing in the crowd, but it sliced foul.
Well, Cincinnati Hills, I know Chase Murray is definitely shading these hitters to be late in the gap in center field.
Indeed, he is pulled over toward right center here for the right-hand batting Mitch Hine. 2-2 pitch with first and second and one out. Oh, had him out in front, and he waves and misses. And a big second out via the strikeout.
Just a nice slider right there. Started it down the middle, let it fade on the outside corner. Got him to go fishing for that pitch. Well done.
So Grant Mullenkamp will stand in the opposite number. Pitcher versus pitcher here. But Mullenkamp certainly no pushover at the plate. He had a triple in Thursday's semifinal game. Left-hand batter takes one outside. Mullenkamp, in fact, had two hits in the win on Thursday. And he's a 329 batter. Right-hand pitcher, left-hand batter. First and second, two outs. Coldwater looking to break on top. Pitch high. Throw down to second base by Davis. Bounces in as Hoying dives in and is safe. Kyle Davis, a standout catcher for CHCA. We got to be ready when he's behind the dish. The future Mountaineer for West Virginia. Let one fly there. Here's the 2-0. Hit in the air to right center. Got some carry on it. The center fielder can't get it. Off his glove. To the wall. Hoying scores. Bettinger scores. Mullenkamp to third with a two-run triple at Coldwater. Grabs a 2-0 lead. Boy, Chase Murray almost got to that ball in deep right center field. But Mullenkamp put a little bit too much on it, and the Cavaliers go up 2-0.
Well, there we see once again Grant Mullenkamp and his speed, but how about that power? And again, I said it before, they're shading Chase Murray to these batters to be a little bit late, and Mullenkamp pulled that ball right in the gap, but it was a great effort by Murray.
Now you're right, Coach, playing to not pull there may have cost Murray the half step he needed, and there's ball one to the next batter, Adam Klosterman. Yeah, Chase Murray really gave chase and almost came up with a spectacular catch, but Coldwater's up 2-0. Now a ball up to Adam Klosterman. Klosterman yesterday scored the winning run in the 10th inning, or on Thursday, I should say. Here's the 2-0 strike called. So the Eagles trail for the first time in this state tournament. They won 3-0 on Thursday behind a no-hitter by Cam Varga. There's a chopper left side and foul. Fielded in foul ground by John Edelman in front of Coldwater third base coach and head coach Brian Harlemert. Pitching coach Toby Seifring handles the first base box for the Cavaliers. 2-2 count to Adam Klosterman. Blake Swanger pitches. Fouled away. Coldwater with two runs here in the first. They will be unearned. Brody Hoying reached on an infield error by the shortstop Cam Murray. And he and Malave Bettinger came around to score on a two-out, two-run triple by Mullenkamp. And now Mullenkamp will score on the base hit to left by Klosterman. Turned on it and drove it right in the hole for a base knock, and it's 3-0 Cavaliers.
Absolutely. He didn't get the pitch he wanted on that first fastball. He thought it was right there. The umpire called that a ball, and it's forcing him to throw the ball down the middle to get ahead of these Coldwater hitters, and they're doing a good job of putting the ball in play.
Well, Coach Usman, you talked about how important it was to grab the lead early in a state title game, and 3-0, man, that looks like a big, big number.
Well, you know, you just look down CHCA's results, and you see a lot of goose eggs in the visitors' column, Todd, and I don't think they're used to playing a lot of catch-up.
Yeah, you're right, and just their sheer talent level overwhelmed many people on their schedule, no question. A lot of double-digit scoring games as well. So Aaron Harlemert will step in. Well, the man at first and two out. Coldwater's put up three runs here in the first inning of this Division III championship game. Strike called to Aaron Harlemert, son of the head coach, just a sophomore as you would expect. He's a smart and talented baseball player. He swings a little ahead of that off-speed pitch, and he's in a nothing and two hole. Coldwater 3, CHCA has yet to bat here in the top of the first. Cavaliers jumping out early. Runner going. Ball taken. And apparently the umpire called time. Did we have a balk?
I think we had a balk there.
Yeah,
that's
we did.
The only thing I can imagine this could be. Maybe called by the third base umpire there.
Yep, so no pitch. Klosterman advances on the balk. I think he had it stolen anyway.
Yeah.
Here's the 0-2 pitch. Off speed, swing and a miss. But Coldwater comes up with three unearned runs in the first inning on two big two-out hits. They leave one. We go to the bottom of the first. It's Coldwater 3, CHCA nothing. Let's pause for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. You're listening to the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.